Hi everyone, Ben Parry here. I just want to share with you some of my thinking in terms of business insights and perspective. So it's very relevant for any young business persons out there, sports people, entrepreneurs, anybody who's got a talent and they're trying to sort of push themselves to be the best that they possibly can be. Now, what I want to talk about is really the element of competition and the fear factor I think a lot of you have in terms of giving away your magic formula or your magic secret, or somehow you've got something that nobody else has or knows about. And I think it's a really interesting one because I'm instinctively a little bit of a private person and definitely keep sort of my cards close to my chest. And I think one of the things I'm sort of learning and evolving and developing is realizing that actually it's important to obviously keep certain things close to you, which maybe are personal. But actually, there's no harm in sharing a lot more of your own insights and to help others. And I think that's really, really critical because, in all honesty, the magic formula, you know, doesn't exist. So I'm seeing a lot of businesses, a lot of people, both in all sorts of sectors, actually. This is interesting. And there's a lot of it, certainly in the finance sector that I'm in, but also I'm seeing it in the media world, and probably loads of industries. You know, I'm sure it happens, you know, across the board. But I think the key point is not to be afraid of competition and actually not to be afraid of people copying you or mimicking you, because actually it's the as you know, it's the highest form of flattery. Because I think the point is this: if you're doing something well, if you're standing out from the crowd, people are inevitably going to be interested in what you're doing and how you're doing it. And they'll probably be looking at you in terms of inspirational ideas and thinking about how they can maybe do a twist on what you're doing. And I think that's all fine. And you shouldn't be afraid of it. You should actually embrace it. And I think that's the critical point is actually go, you know, not get angry or frustrated that somebody's stealing your like unique idea, but actually realize that, you know, you're probably doing something really well, you're probably doing something right, and inevitably it's going to have an impact, it's going to help people. It's an interesting one. You know, I had a national player in the mortgage broker world actually follow me on Twitter. So it's interesting to see that a competitor is actually wanting to follow me and see what I'm doing, in terms of maybe what I'm doing in terms of my content, in terms of my social media strategy. You know, no doubt I'm actually probably on their radar now, which is actually not something I'm worried about. It may have been something I might have been worried about like a few years ago, in the sense of, oh, I don't want them sort of sussing me out and checking out what I'm doing. I might be giving away my secret formula. But the point is this, is, you know, clearly I'm having an impact. Clearly I'm having, you know, my reach is going further than maybe I'd ever imagined. And possibly they're looking at some of my content. Sometimes maybe they're looking at what I'm doing and actually looking at the way that they can learn lessons from what I'm doing to make themselves better. And you know what? I'm completely comfortable with that. And I take it as a huge form of flattery. Now, the reality is, you know, there's always going to be competition. And I think that's really good because actually it means that, you know, if somebody else wants to sort of push themselves to try and be better than I am, then that just makes me more motivated to push to be even better. So, you know, it's not a problem for me, and I'm something I'm really comfortable with. And I think in business, it's very, very easy to get all protective and think that, you know, I want to beat my competition. And of course, you know, I want to beat my competition. But to almost be so sort of protective about something which actually is nothing. The only way you'll do well in business is actually if you can provide value and help your clients and customers, whoever they are. You know, if you're in it for the short game, if you're in it for a quick buck, if you're in it for a quick win, it's never going to be a long-term strategy. You're never going to be in business for a long time. You know, you'll just end up, you know, upsetting too many people or hurting too many people. And it's not going to be a business that's going to be sustainable. But if you can actually provide value and actually help people out, then that's great. And you will be successful. But don't be afraid of the competition. Don't be afraid of maybe even sharing some of your experiences. Again, I've actually set up a bit of a Facebook group for trainee mortgage brokers. And sorry, not training mortgage brokers, but mortgage brokers in general, but it's actually targeted very much to existing mortgage brokers and training mortgage brokers, or even people who want to get into our industry. And what I want to try and do is and create is actually an environment where it's more collaborative. We can share best practices, share ideas. Yes, we're in competition, but you know what? There's so much competition, but there's also so much business out there. And I think that's the point, guys, is whatever industry you're in, there's plenty for everybody. So, you know, why not share some of your best practices? Maybe even be a thought leader in your sector, in your industry, and actually sort of share, you know, to your audience, whoever that is, say, okay, listen, this is the way we do it. This is what works for us. But you know what? What works for you guys might not work for me. And equally, what works for me might not work for you. So I think the key is don't be afraid of competition. Don't be afraid to share your experiences, you know, some of the lessons that you've learned, things that worked and things that haven't worked, and be honest and open about that, because I think that will just go to show that actually, you know, you've got credibility because you want to be completely transparent and help people. So, you know, guys, don't be afraid of competition. Competition is a great thing. It'll push you on to do bigger and better things. And if you're serious about business and if you're serious about making a difference, you want to be thriving in competition and actually embracing it and shouting from the rooftops about how good you are. So listen, guys, love it if you can give us a thumbs up, subscribe, do all those amazing things, and I'll catch up with you soon. Hey, podcast peeps. Listen, thank you so much for listening to the Ben Parry podcast experience. It means the world to me for you guys to listen, and I hope you got some real value out of it. If you can rate and review this podcast, it will mean the world to me as well. And listen, I really hope that you can keep tuned in and listen out for much more to come. So yeah, big love and catch up soon, guys.